You're listening to SBS News.
International tourists are set to be welcomed back to Australia from Monday, February 21st. Federal Cabinet's National Security Committee met to decide when international travel could resume, after nearly 2 years of border closures. Since the reopening of international borders in late 2021, only fully vaccinated Australian citizens, permanent residents and their families, along with skilled workers, international students and backpackers, have been allowed to enter the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says this will now extend to almost any international traveller, under one important condition.
You must be double vaccinated to come to Australia. That's the rule. Everyone is expected to abide by it. And it's very important that people understand that requirement if they're seeking to come to Australia. But if you're double vaccinated, we look forward to welcoming you back to Australia. And I know the tourism industry will be looking forward to that. And over the next 2 weeks, they will have the opportunity both for visitors to be coming and for them to be gearing up to welcome international visitors back to Australia.
For those who are not vaccinated, they will have to provide proof that there is a medical reason they cannot be so. State-based quarantine requirements will continue at the discretion of state and territory governments. This comes as Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the national COVID figures are now steadily decreasing, but aged care remains an industry under pressure.
I think it's important to note that since the peaks in each of the areas of hospitalisation, ICU and ventilation, the latest figures are that we have decreased by 27% since the peak of hospitalisation, by 35% since the ICU peak, and 40% in terms of ventilation peaks. So I think these are very important trends. In terms of aged care, whilst we are seeing a decrease in the number of active cases, we do know that there are significant pressures in specific facilities.
Mr. Morrison has confirmed the deployment of up to 1,700 Australian Defence Force personnel to assist in aged care facilities, but stresses that they are not a surrogate workforce for the sector.
The teams that we'll be bringing together, just four teams, will be placed at 24 hours notice to move from today, and that will increase up to 10 teams at 24 hours notice. And that is to go into acute situations working together with the health departments and public health agencies in each of the states and territories, and of course the aged care minister.
Meanwhile, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has made an announcement regarding tax-deductible RAT tests in a bid to remove any uncertainty around tax treatments of these at-home kits.
Rapid antigen tests for work-related purposes will now be completely tax-deductible, and the fringe benefits tax will not apply to businesses who supply those RAT tests to their workers.
The proposed changes will be backdated to apply from the beginning of the 2021-22 financial year, covering both PCR and rapid antigen tests. Meanwhile, at state level, Queensland students are being welcomed back into the classroom, with authorities saying although COVID-19 outbreaks in schools are inevitable, they are unlikely to close. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the delayed school return coincides with the state's downturn of COVID-19 cases.
We actually think that we are really getting through this peak, that we're coming down off the peak now, which is fantastic news. So the decision to put off schools for those 2 weeks was the right decision because we're coming down off this wave, kids are returning to school, people are coming back to work. Those decisions that we took were absolutely the right decisions. I'm more than confident of that.
Health Minister Yvette Dath says with case numbers now starting to fall, check-ins will no longer be needed across venues that do not require proof of vaccination.
So businesses such as clubs, hotels, and those venues will still operate the check-in for the purpose of confirming vaccination status and allowing us still to ensure checking of compliance with the mandatory vaccination. For all other businesses from today, immediately, they will not require a check-in app.
Meanwhile, Tasmania is preparing for children to return to school on Wednesday as the state records 443 new COVID cases and no deaths. Premier Peter Gutwin says parents should be assured by the fact that classrooms are well ventilated and that outdoor learning spaces are being used.
The arrangements for schools have been under construction now for a number of months. We've had an acting minister in place, and parents can have confidence that the plan has been developed and implemented and that our schools are ready to go when their children return on Wednesday.
Education Minister Sarah Courtney, who contracted COVID-19 after a holiday in France, has recovered from the virus and will now return to work this week. To New South Wales, and Premier Dominic Perrottet believes the state is recovering strongly from the Omicron wave and is urging workers to return to the office.
I really do believe we are back on the front foot. If we look over the course of the weekend, activity is returning, cafes are busy, restaurants are pumping. Even here in the CBD on the weekend, Pitt Street Mall was bustling, and that is a great thing for our state.
Non-urgent elective surgery has recommenced after being suspended from the 10th of January to free up hospital beds for COVID-19 patients. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the private hospitals and public health sector are now working together towards getting elective surgeries back up to 75% of pre-pandemic levels. He has thanked those who have had to postpone their operations.
I know it's pretty tough, particularly if you've got a knee that's bothering you or a hip or one of the items of surgery, cataract surgery, one of the items that has had to be put off for a few weeks. I apologise on behalf of the health system, but I also know that each of us would understand that in a 100-year pandemic, we've had to take measures that allowed for the possibility of those patients coming into our system.
It comes as the state records a further 14 deaths, with 2,099 people in hospital, including 137 in intensive care. And Victoria is set to pass a vaccination milestone, with 50% of children aged 5 to 11 having received their first dose. Deputy Premier James Molino says while this is encouraging progress, there is still a way to go to protect Victorians from COVID-19.
Over the next 7 days, there are 107,000 appointments available. So please, if you haven't had your third dose, if your child hasn't had their first paediatric dose, please make an appointment either at our state-run clinics or via our GPs and our community pharmacies.
There are currently 638 people in hospital, including 72 in the ICU, as the state records a further 7 deaths. And in Western Australia, the government has introduced rapid antigen test screening in hospitals across Perth and the southwest. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says if someone presents at an emergency department with a non-life-threatening need, they must clear a negative RAT test before entering the hospital. For more information on COVID-19 in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.